Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Title of this show, The Beauty of Fall. Well, you know what? I actually love all four seasons. Living in the Northeast, we get true four seasons. Every bit about, you know, there's something special about each one. And to me, you're blessed up when you get to see all the colors of fall. And again, I look forward to all the different trees, but there's one shrub called the firebush, and it's green all year long. But when the cold finally hits it, it turns fiery red. And when you get out and you see those around homes, fire red, you get out in nature, sometimes you see them as pinkish white, pink, and then you find some that are just blazing red out there. Probably my favorite fall plant. But again, you're only going to see it where there is cold weather around. Because to get a crisp, colorful fall, you need cool, moist fall. You get those two ingredients. And you know, for many of you listen to my shows, you know that I always talk about ingredients because it's always easy to understand things. Cool, moist equals great color. Well, what's the beauty of fall to me? One of them, and I'm going to give you a list, one of them is finding that your whatever your favorite sweatshirt is, your fleece top that you haven't worn in months, and now it is a mainstay. It's like you're going outside, it is on. You're going to sit somewhere by the fire, because I'm getting to that one next, it is going on. The beauty of fall to me is the fire pit. Now, we have fires all year long, fire pit outside, but I'm going to let you know that sitting by that fire, it's crisp and cool outside, and sitting by it, and all of a sudden, you've got that little just feel to you, the warmth. It is spectacular. Inside the wood-burning stove going, I might be cooking something on top of the stove, or just, hey, just boiling water for tea on there. There's just something special about that piece of it. Now, the beauty of fall, and I don't know if any of you get this one, but this one I actually love is after a rain, the rain on the leaves that have fallen on the ground, there's a smell to it. And you only get that smell one time of year. And I'm going to add to that smell right now because the perfect time to, well, I was going to say the perfect time to go hiking is in the fall. To me, the perfect time to go hiking is anytime. But there are those perfect fall hikes, once again, getting the smell of those leaves, and you're out there, and, you know, I'm going to let you know that you're dressing in layers, because, hey, you start out the day, for example, I'll give you today. Today is in the low 30s. By the middle of the day, it will be in the middle to upper 50s, and that's just how it goes, and you've got to dress in layers. So, and you can listen to some of my shows, and I have shows specifically on how to dress for warmth. So you might want to check that show out, but don't leave this one now because there's so much to talk about in the beauty of fall. One of my favorite things, and my brother-in-law asked me last week, Eric said, hey, Joey, did you make your first soup of the season? Because I wait for that little, like, it's got to be like cold, and then it's time for soup. Well, guess what? Today, low 30s. It was time to hit the ShopRite, and it was time to go shopping for my organic chicken soup. I put organic everything inside of there. And like Rachel Ray says, it's her word. I wish it was mine. I was talking to my brother-in-law about this one. There is soup. She likes to call something stoop. It's a little bit thicker, so there's not as much water inside of it or stock inside of it. So that's what I really like. It's a hearty, meaty type of thing, except there's lots of vegetables. So if you're meaty, then you're vegetably with your chicken soup. And that's just, to me, chicken soup is on soon, so come on down. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Well, the beauty of fall, and I love to work on machinery. I love carpentry. Well, now it is time, with a tear in my eye, to put away the lawnmower, which means that you need to do your maintenance on it, which, hey, for those of you that like working on your machines, it is super important. And one of the key things that many people, where they have problems in the spring, is they leave their gas in their mower. And what happens is we call old gas, and that actually pretty much gooks up the carburetor, gobbledygook, whatever word you want to use, in the carburetor. And one of the simplest things you can do, go out and start your lawnmower in a safe area, backyard, where there's no children, nothing going on, and just let it run until it runs out of gas. Super important. Now, the next thing is that's the fall maintenance for your summer project. You're cutting your grass, even though we cut into the fall. And then it is prep for winter. You see, I know so many people, my buddy Inspector Dave, who works on his machines as well. You know, he and I will chat. And so many people wait for the first snow and then go, okay, my snowblower, let me try to start it up. And they still have old gas from last winter. Once again, the problem. But it's not just that. So it is now the time to get your maintenance rolling on your winter equipment as well. And again, if you don't know how to do it, and this is what my dad always says. Growing up, my dad would say, hey, you try to do things. If you can't do it, then you pay someone to do it. So I'm going to let you know that, hey, especially with YouTube, and I YouTube quite a bit out there because you can learn so many different things. Sounds gross, but one of my toilets was clogged forever and ever, and I'm trying everything in the history of the world, almost about to call someone with a tear in my eye because I don't want to pay somebody for this. I go onto YouTube, and it was a woman who said, she goes, hey, I'm just a house mom, but I found this little tip, and I pour a little soap detergent from the kitchen in the bowl, let it sit there for 5 minutes, flush, but it worked. So not the beauty of fall, but I just share with you, there's so many YouTube things that you can learn. The beauty of fall to me means basketball. See, I coach Gabby's basketball team. We travel a bit, and she is just coming into her own. Her team is coming into her own. We just started our practice sessions. And I look forward to those, because right now it's preseason. I just look forward to those practices. That is just something that, you know, every time you go there and you see these young ladies learning something, coming away, or hitting a shot or learning a move that they never did. And it's like that light bulb moment I always talk about where the smile's on the face and they just get it. And that is just part of, for me, the beauty of fall. The beauty of fall is this. It is time to pull out a warm blanket. So I don't care if you got your little throw blanket that is near your TV, or it is now pulling out. And believe it or not, I am an organic guy. I actually have an organic blanket that I use. They do have organic wool blankets. They do have organic cotton blankets. They are a bit more expensive. I always talk about cost and let you know if something does cost more, and it does, but that's what I use. And I just pulled out the organic wool blanket because guess what? The 30s last night, and I think tomorrow morning, 29. Yay, I believe it's time for that one. Now, here's a really cool story. Happened a couple years ago. County Park I run in, and I'm going for a run. It's the fall. And you get into the upper part of this county park, and it's just this huge wooded area. So I'm running through, and I hear, oh, no, look out, no. And I hear these people screaming. So I assume that something's going on, and it sounds like danger. So I pick up the pace, and I run for it, and I have to stop and smile. It was a bunch of college students who go out there every year to try to catch the first fall leaf of the season. So a leaf would fall and they're going, yeah, go run to the right. Oh, we missed that one. And they were out there and they were having a ball. And I just sort of applauded them, chatted to them, and really, I said, that is awesome. And then off I went. And then as I'm running behind me, you could hear them again as they were going for the first. It's like you throw out the first baseball of the season. This is catching the first leaf of the season. Just really, really neat thing to do. Now, I am not a, I have a little bit, maybe half a cup of coffee in the morning and never touch coffee ever again. But once the cooler weather comes, I then turn, not mornings, but night times, when you get a little chill going on or you're outside, I'm doing leaves outside or something, I come inside, want to warm up, and now it is time for tea and lemon. And many of you know that I used to play soccer at a very high level, traveling around the country. And I tell you, I had tried tea, I thought every imaginable way with everything, single thing inside of it, and I just didn't like it. And then I was playing out in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and some of the team out there, they were going out breakfast, and one of the guys was getting tea and lemon. Another guy said, I'll have tea and lemon. So I go, hey, I'll have tea and lemon. And one guy said, here's the trick. And he says, you just take the tea bag, you dunk it in a few times, never squeeze it. Because, by the way, there are tannins in there. That's tannic acid. And that's what makes it a little acidic. And that's why people end up putting more sugar in their tea because of that. So it's a real light tea. Squeeze a wedge of lemon, and it's like tea lemony water that's hot. I don't know. I guess you'd call it tea lemon. But it really is good. And I look forward. The beauty of fall is coming from the outside to the in, going, oh, I got to warm up right now. And that tea and lemon is part of it. Now, this may sound odd to you if you know me, the environmental scientist, and I love animals. The beauty of fall is no more groundhog around my house. He's in. Before the winter hits, he's already in because we have these colder temperatures going on right now. You see, that groundhog, he's been eating the purple coneflower, which is my favorite perennial flower. Some of you may know by echinacea. Some of you may take echinacea. The Native Americans figured out that the root of echinacea is good to prevent colds. Well, that's the root of the purple coneflower. So no more groundhog. The sad thing is there's no more purple coneflower, except I leave the seed heads up because there are many birds that actually like the seeds. So they're coming in for the seeds. So specifically the goldfinch, and I've got some, I have beautiful feeding stations, but one of my large picture windows I have that has no feeding station, but I guess it does because I leave the purple coneflower there and it's just filled, especially early morning sun coming in with goldfinches. Beauty of fall for me is the migration of birds. We are on the Atlantic Flyway, and the Atlantic Flyway from the tundra, the Arctic, all the way above, you have all these birds moving through, and you have some raptors and things, but then again, we get some special snowy owls and a couple of different things that move through that just, hey, as a birder, just warms your heart to have those. Now, I'm going to let you know, because the day after Thanksgiving is still fall, and I'm going to give you a childhood memory. My cousin Donnie B and I, my favorite day of the year used to be the day after Thanksgiving. We'd head up to the farm, and I'd bring my leftovers. He'd bring his leftovers. We'd either go do some chores or hike or do whatever we were doing around the farm, and then we'd head back into the farmhouse, and we put all of the leftovers in a big old pile, and we would eat them. And to me, that was, like, you want to talk about a great day. And it's funny that by that time, all the leaves are down. And you know what? When you're going out for those hikes, now they're dry and now there's a sound. See, before there was a smell, now there is a sound of the crunch underfoot. And again, you're only going to hear that it's either you're walking in a bowl of Rice Krispies without milk, or you're out there in the wild somewhere with that crunch going on underneath. Now, I thought, here's a great way to end the beauty of fall. And social media, well, we're on it because of all the Joey B stuff. You can watch us on Joey B TV. That's JOUIBE.TV. Tweet me at Joey B Outdoors. There's all these different ways, social media. But my buddy Greg on Facebook sends a video of his two young girls, who are beautiful young little girls, and they were running and jumping in a pile of leaves. And how many adults listening right now wish that you could go do it. But hey, maybe like those college kids, it's time to revert back a little bit. And until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.